We are on Daf, Hey Aleph, Amad Aleph. Yiboy Elohu, this is around 5 lines before the lines start getting wide. Yiboy Elohu, the Gemara had, we had a memre from Rav from Bar Pope that, La'achar yemei she'iloso, the chiyuv onsen fall off a shoyel. The Gemara wanted to shtel zu. The same thing by Hashem Asochar. The same thing by Asochar when he finishes the keli, so the chiyuv also should fall off. So the Gemara clears a shayla poter mishoyel v'chayiv kishoy masachar. This din, a shayl borrowed something for an amount of time. After the zman passed, so he's a shayl, doesn't have schusay shayla. The mashal knows about it, he can pick it up. So he's a shayl. Is potter mishoyel v'chayiv k'shei masochel, but he still has chiyuvim of k'shei masochel, is chayiv v'gneiva v'aveidim. V'idil me k'shei masochel nami lo yave, it's not a k'shei masochel either. Why should it be a k'shei masochel? The shayla ended. So now l'chayre, he shouldn't be even a k'shei masochel. Omar ha-meimer, Mistavre poter mishoyel v'chayiv kishoy mesocha. Mistome, after this money shayla ends, he has his chayiv v'gneiva v'aveide. Hoyel v'nene mahane. That means he derived, he was a shoyel till now. He was a shoyel, let's say, on the chayfetz from Rish Chodesh Adol to Rish Chodesh Nisan. No, he received a benefit from the mashal. So even though now these man hashayla ended, but hoyl v'nen the mahanes, he's mishabed himself that he should be chay b'gnei b'aveide. That means there's an inyan of menschlichkeit also. I derived a benefit from him. I was using his chayfetz for free. So Memele, so he's Mishabed himself that al Kaponim, he's Mekabel Dachais of Neva Babed. Zot Rashi, Hoyel Venene Bishela. Zot Rashi, before Potter Mishoyel Me Oinsim, Vachayev Kishay Mesocha Beg Neva Babed. Hoyel Venene Bishela. Since he derived benefit from the Mashal, Bishayla, Mahani Liyasala Hashem El Socher, Ache Tegi Eliyat HaBailam. So Kaponim, till the Bailam gets it back, he is Mekabel on himself, the Achayis of Gneva Vabed. Zot the Gemara Vaita, Tanya Kevosei Da Ameima. We learned Achayis Da Ameima, this is a very interesting concept. So the Gemara brings a raya to a meima. Alekeach kelim mi beis ha'umen l'shagron l'beis chobov. A person purchases kelim from an umen. He purchases chveis, tachshitim, sabloines, he wants to bring to his kala. L'shagron l'beis chobov. But he doesn't know if Lemaisa Bebeis Chomov, if the Kala will like it, if the Shviga will like it. He's buying something, but he wants to have an outlet that if they don't like it, he can return it. But Omaloi, and he told them like this, Imekablin Oison Mimani, if they'll accept it, and he knows in Lechodemei. So I'll pay for it. I'm looking to buy it now. I mean, if they want it and they're happy with it, so I'll buy it. Vim lav. But what if they don't want it? So I haven't paid it. Ani noisin lecha lefi toivas ano shabehen. So I'll pay you for the toivas ano. That means I want to have the option I should be able to be chayza. Because if they don't want it, I'm not interested in buying it. But I'm deriving benefit from it. That means I come, I bought a $10,000 necklace, and I come, and good, it's not according to their taste, so they don't want it, but they look up to me, they appreciate me, this is a fine chosen that he brings matonis to the kala, so that I derive benefit from that what I purchased. So I'll pay you the taifas hano. That means that I used these kalim. I derive benefit from these kalim, whatever this is worth. This is a mean shimush of these kalim. And he knows of his taifas hano shabeh. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, L'shagran l'veis chomov, savloines l'arusos, he wants to give his arusa presents. So if they don't want it, so I'll return it to you, then I'm a vatal de mekach mikano l'habe, kvitoive sano, but I'll pay you, sheyachziku litoive, shepekatim besivloines, I mean, that alone, I had a very nice intent to bring the blindness to the color, so I know that's a shimush of the kalim that I purchased, and I'll pay you for that shimush. Venenso, and now when anus occurred with these kalim, they were nenis. Bahaliche chayiv, so if the anus happened before he came to the Beis Chomov, so he's chayiv ba'onsim. Achazire, if the oinus happened after he's coming back, pota mimneisho hu kenoisei socham. Sagt Rashi, benenzu balichachai, the hoyel bekotzatz demeyim. He was kotzatz demeyim. When he took these kalim, they mashtimt the price. And he bought it already. He was moishech it, and he's going to pay him. Harei heim lekuchim biyodai. So really, there was a mekech hamemke. It was sold to him. Unless he comes in, they say they don't want it, so he has a schus to be mevatel the mekech mikano lahabe. So the while I'm buying it, I think it's very nice, and I think they'll be happy with it. If they don't want it, they want to have a schus to be mabat or the mekach. About kaponim, till that occurs, it's bought, and he owes them the money. So harei heim lekuchim biyodai ad sheyeda sheina lekuch. So the violet's purchased. So now if an anus happened before he came to Beis Chomo, so we considered that there was a mekach a memka, he bought it, he owes the money. Bochinami amrina ba moichas asvine. Oma shmua lekeach kli min ha'umen al menas levakroi, vim ein bay mumi kachenu. He purchases a keli, he's going to be boidek it. If there's no mum in the keli, he's buying it. Venenis biyodi chayiv hu de kaitzi damer. That means if it was bestimmt already how much he's paying for the keli, so it's a mekach a memka already, and if there'll be a mum, he can be mevatel the mekach. Bachazire poter, meyoinzim, mimnei shohu kenoisei socher bachazire, v'loi kishoyl. That means when he's coming back already, he's a noisei socher. Umahu nesias schoroi. Why is he a noisei socher? Why is he a noisei socher? Hoyel v'nene shenispoir behem. That means when he brought these kalim, he was mispoir with these kalim. Look what a fine חוסן היין, והיינו כבוסי דמימה, דאף על גב דיוי בלי כפי טויבס הנושה בהם. That means, למעשה, he came there, let us say, he purchased a necklace for $10,000. Fine. So Lemaise, if they would have wanted it, he owes him $10,000. Now, they didn't want it, so the Mekech is bottled. But that alone, that he has some usage from this necklace that is a Toivus Ano, that he's misspoiled with that, what he did. So this usage is like a shimush, that means he brought this necklace to show his good-heartedness, his dust. So this was a shimush that he did, that he had with the kalim that he bought. And this shimush is a market value. That means how much would I pay for the $10,000 necklace to bring it to the kala and to show her that I would like to give her a maton, even though Lamaisa she won't accept it. So that shimush is worth $15. So I'll pay $15. I'll pay $15 for it. Zot Rashi, Umar Nesiyas Choroi, what is his chayiv now, going back, if an oinus happened, sees potter, because he's an oinusay soch. Umar Nesiyas Choroi, what is the Nesiyas Choroi? Hoyel venene, he got an offer, but she needs poil for him. That, some amela. Vahainu kevosei dameima. So this is arayet tameima. The avol gav de yoiv leik if he toivis hano shebem. He's paying him. The $15 he's paying. So we have to look at it that he was be'etzem, he was soicher, a necklace for $15 lehis poil boy. And the $15 after he leaves, he's paying for that. So that's the usage, the schiris of this keli ended the minute he left. That means he has no more use for it anymore. And for that he was a mispoil boy, he's going to pay for it. The Ava gav the Yoivle kifi toivas anosha behem. Ava alayu shayme socha acher shekol so shmira samekach. Hoyel the nene. So since he was nene from it, when he was by Hishver, his koshkein gabi shayle de la Yoivle midi. So by shayle yizicha say kol, kivin shenene mahana. Let me just mention a tais vishans, and then we'll discuss something which is a tremendous difficulty in our sugya. The tais vishans is vimtaima heiche tanya kabose. The Gemara brings a raya to a meima, that even though after the shaila ended, he still mekabel and himself, he is chayvus of gneiva b'aveda, hoyel v'nene mahane. So he says, what's the raya? Hochi hotayin merabike, shehu soiche gomo, shehu noisen lo toivus hano. He's a soiche over here. The chiv noisei soch is because he used it. Lo kosho, sharei bachzoro, so kolu yemei schirusoi. The schir is the usage that he had from this keli, as soon as he left Tishmer, he doesn't have any more use from it. Shekvar nischayev kol toivus hano sheyitala. He owes him the money. That means he the maise came out. They don't like this kelim and so forth. So that it's not purchased, and the use that he was mispoiled from it, he was mispoiled already, and he owes him the $15 for that. Vafilo habi kinoise socha mi korim mishum de socha kishayma socha. That ended already. That means as soon as he left them, the schir has ended already. So that's the rayat ha-meima. So that's a koshke. Madoch a-soicher who was mishtamish with a keli and lemaise he owes some money for the keli and for the shimush, and then the shimush ended. He's still a shaymasoch out this concept of hoil benene mahane. So if a person was had a shimush of a shoyl, and so even though the shayl ended, there's a concept of hoil benene mahane. That's the Gemara. There's a Machna Freyim and Hilche Shomrim Simchov Gimel. The Klerza Shaila, a person rented a keli from someone for a certain amount of time. V'nignav achar shenigma malachtoi. Ba'acher sheyodo ha'baylam shenigmar ha'malachti. The baylam know that it's finished. Mi amrinan kivin shegoma ha'malachti kolso shmirosa yapot migneve. That was the first shayla. A person rented something, he finished using it. And the baylam know about it. So, now it got stolen. So he brings down the Rashi in the sugya before. It seems the criteria is if the Bailam don't know about it, so like also Shmirosai, so the Bailam don't know that the Schiris is finished, so then the Chiyuve Seicha remains till the Bailam know about it. Rashi is Kaseida, Kivichi Yadu Abaylam. Rashi always says you need the ideas of Abaylam. But if the Abaylam know, the Abaylam know about it, so then the Chiyav ended, so then he's a Shem Achinam. And he says that's the Gemara, our Gemara that says, by an Umen, if he said Gemartiv, so he's Eish Shem Asocha. Right? So L'chayri should be a Shem Achinam. But then he has a tremendous problem from Agamore. Agamore says that there's a concept of Hoyil V'nene Mahane Afilu by a Seicha. That means even though a Seicha he paid for the Shemush, but there's a, in now the Shemush ended, there's a concept of Hoyil Benene Mahane. So what's Pshat? And the Gemara before, Samir Dike Kashe, we had in the Mishnah, if he says, Tula Shaloh, the Gemara says, who didn't Gemara, the Gemara wanted to say, that he's a Shem Achinam. What with this concept of oil banana mahana? So he wants this kasha, Samir the Kikasha, the Shasha is this kasha, Samir the Kikasha. The Machna Freyim wants to say that it could be, Biva Shaklach Gemori, our Gemori says there's a concept of oil banana mahana, Afilubaya Seicha. So he wants to say two things. One thing he wants to say that Gemartiv is equivalent to Tula Shaloch. That means Gemartiv is, I finished it and take it already. In other words, I'm not Mekabel on myself, Gneiva Vaveda. Tula Shaloch Sicher is, if it doesn't Tula Shaloch is, that means I'm finished. What happened is not even a Shem Achinam. So he wants to say Gemartiv is also equivalent to Tula Shaloch. That's what he wants to say. That's one Shtik Teire wants to say. And then another Shtik Teire, he has a big problem in our Gemara. He says that Rashi says Keseda, the whole aloche that I say that after the Shaila ended, after the Schiris ended, the Chiyuv Shmira ends, that's only Kozman that the Bailam know about it. By Shaila, Rashi says the Bailam Zicha know about it because they know this man Shaila. By Asoicher, in here to tell him Gemaltiv. Kozman, he doesn't tell him Gemaltiv, he doesn't know that he can pick it up. So Memele, there is a Tanai, Ikri, that Kozman, the Bailam, don't know that the Siris ended. So the Chiyuvei Shmira remain. By a Shoyal, the Kola Yimei Shalos, the Shema Shalos knows there was a Shaila for a month, so the month ended. But Kozman, the Bailam, do not know that the Shaila ended, so then the it continues. So Memele, so he has a Melech Kasha Nagamore, he says, so he says, what's the right Memele? This person, Lekeach Kelim mi Beis Omen, he's going to Ishmael. In the Beis Omen, Yenna doesn't know what's happening, if it was bought, if it was not bought, if he's still there, if he's mispoiled, if it ended already. This whole Inyan of that the Shmira ended, and the Gemara went, and Moses, Reiter, Meimah, Hilvin, and Mahana, Numechayim. He says, what's the Raya? Could be over here, he's a Shemar Socher, you know why? Because the Umar Mechlal doesn't know that you finished with your Shemesh. I mean, who knows what's happening? He took it to the Beis Chomov. So that's his Kash on the Gemara. But so there's two problems. There's one problem, yes, what's the Rai Mechlal to Ameima? Here, the Umar Mechlal doesn't know that he's finished with this Keli. That's one Kash, that's a Mirdike Kash. In the second kasha, he hears that from the Gemara, it would seem not only by a shoyel, that kol ano shaloi, there's a din of hoyel v'nene mahane, but a fellow by a soicha, there's also such a din. The hoyel v'nene mahane. So then we have a problem. So why by gemalte v'si yashay machinam? Gemara seems it's yashay machinam. Aber gemacht im Mai schon machin, weiß ich schon machin, mal wenn er ne mahane. So because of that, he says, Achidish Gemaltev is equivalent to Tula Shaloch. I'm telling you, it's not, I'm telling you I'm finished, it's telling you, take it. That's what he wants to say. Der Sameach in Chidush HaRameach Simche does not like this at all. And he wants to say that the whole din of Hoyel Venene Mahane was only said if a person had a Gevalde Kahano, just a Shoyel, he borrowed something, he was using it, and then they didn't pay for it, and now, so even though the Shaila ended, but there's a Koras HaToyv Hoyel Venene Mahane. But a Seicher, I paid for my Shimush. Good, now I'm finished. And you know about it. So, why is Hoyel V'nene Mahane? I used it and I paid you for it. So finished. That's why Tainus Misvore, the whole concept of Hoyel V'nene Mahane is not applicable. So, but what do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara says, Klo Tanya Kavosei De Ameima, that there's a concept of Hoyel V'nene Mahane. We're talking about a Seicher over here. We're talking about that, he derived Hano that he was mispoiled boy, and he pays for that. He pays for Bafal Pikein. He's a nice sochalei that toil v'nen man. That's the kasha. So the Sameach wants to say something very interesting. He says, let's say we're talking about a person bought a $10,000 necklace, and there was an understanding if they like it, so I'm buying it, I'll pay you $10,000. But there was also agreement, what if they don't like it? So then the Mekach is bottled. And, but I'm deriving some benefit from it, so I'll pay you for that Tevis Ano. Zifter Semeach, would you find an Umin that would give a $10,000 necklace to a person? A person is saying, listen, give me a $10,000 necklace. I have no intentions of buying this necklace. I'm just going there. I know they don't like it, and I just want to show them that I'm a spoiler. And I'll pay you $15 for it. He says, no one will ever do such a thing. I'm going to give you a $10,000 necklace for this shimush. The whole reason he was masking for this shimush, listen, he's coming to buy it, but he says, listen, if they don't want it, I'll kapon him. But lechatchile, to take a yenim skeli, and to be mispoyer for, and I'll pay you for that shimush, which is a very small amount, people don't rent out the kalim for such shimush. This anoy, you say, hoyel v'nen man. That means this anoy, you didn't give all the kanoy. You had a $10,000 necklace, and he was mispoyer, and he's paying him $15 for it. This is menschlichkeit, to be mekabel on himself, that will be b'chai b'gneiv of aveda. Hoyel v'nen man. This is equivalent to a shoyel. But stamazoy, if a person is a soiche, or a person is an umin, that he's working and he's getting paid. There's no hoyel v'nen man over here. That means I worked, you paid me, I couldn't talk. I'm not indebted to you, so finish. So there's no denial. The whole concept of oil v'nene mahane is only by a shoyel who got it for free, or this hano, which is a hano, which he's paying very little for it, and normally people will never rent out a chayfetz for this hano, but since there was a option he might buy it, that's why it came about. But here he did a Mamagvalda Ketoive. So Mamela, here you say Hoyel v'nen man. Zok to Gemara weiter. Ahu gavre de zoven le chamre le chamre. He sold them, others say, speak about a chamre. Omale, he sold them a chamre. Amalei, so the Lekech told him as follows, Kom mamtina lei leduchta pleini. I'm going to take it to this place. Im is davne, if I'll have hatzloch and I'll sell it, mutif. Ve'iloi, but if I won't be able to sell it, mahadro lo nelech. So I'll return it to you. I mean, he's buying it with an option, that if he's unable to sell it, that he'll return it. Ozal v'lo yizdavne. So he went, and was not successful, was unable to sell it. U'bahadi deka'ose isnes. And when he came back, when he's coming back with the chamoyer, an oynes happened. Ozal lekame de Rav Nachman. Chayve, Rav Nachman said, you have to pay for the oynes. Eisvei, Rabbe le Rav Nachman. We learned, we had a similar case. Alekeich kelim bibeisa umin. Also, he gave himself this option that to be mevatel the mekach. And there it says, if an oynes occurred, he's potter. Because the whole chi of oinsen is kasiyas adin lekeach. It's a lekeach with a schus bitul amekach. And if the embase chomov, they don't like it, so he's mevatel the mekach. Now here we told him that I'm buying this chamor, because I want to sell it in this place. He was unable to sell it. So there's a bitul hamekach. If there's a bitul hamekach, so why is he chayav b'onsim? Amalei b'chzore pota seis v'rabo lav nachman nensu balicha chayav b'chzore pota b'mnei shehu k'noi sei socha. That means going back already. He's not a lekech anymore. So noi sei socha. Amalei chazore dahai halichehi. this person, when he's coming back with the chamer, this is equivalent to aliche. My time, svarehu bachsirosai, he holds, going back, ilu ashkach lezvuni miloi zavna, that means he still has an interest to sell this chamer. By the base chomov, if they don't want it, so finish it. He has no interest in purchasing this kalim from the woman. Masha'inkin over here, he has an interest to sell it. Some mailer, so calls man, he doesn't return it, he's still a potential buyer. Some mailer, so the mekach didn't become bottle as yet. Zok Taisvis, also the kamei de Rav Nachman, v'chayve, v'teime, midalai ashkech lezvuna, he was unable to sell it, mashmed lehavi zvine charife, he didn't buy it at a cheap price. Bimkein amai chayve, so why was he chayve ba'onsim to begin with, v'loi hanoa shneyem hoiso, v'amrinin, b'nedorim, the Gemara says in the Dorim, the ein lechayev, aleikeich, ela bezvina chadrife, shekol anoshalai. The Gemara says in the Dorim, this din, that the lekeich is chayev ba'onsim, is that stafke azvina chadrife, that it was sold at a very cheap price, so then the din is that he's chayev ba'onsim. But if he sold them at a normal price, so then he's not chayev ba'onsim. So here, Echayr, it seems he didn't sell it at a very cheap price, because you see, he was unable to sell it. So why is he chayev ba'onsin? No, he sold it at a very cheap price. If he wanted to sell it for the price he paid for it, or you might say, he'd find a lot of people who want to buy it. He wanted to sell it for a profit. So that's why the profit that he wanted to derive, he couldn't find customers for that profit. Why didn't he sell a taka for a cheaper price? That means he's not up to selling it at the price he paid for it. Because that, if he went on a journey to sell it, he's still waiting for a profit. At this price, he can sell it by his doorsteps. He can find koinim for the cheap price he paid it for. So therefore, speaking about it was Azvina Charif. Zog the Gemara weiter. We heard in the Mishnah, Shmoyer li ve'esh moloch shemer soch. If there were two people, Reuven tells Shimon, Shmoyer li, and you watch this chayfetz for me, ve'esh moloch, and I'll watch your chayfetz for you. He says, shemer soch, because the service that Reuven is offering to Shimon, that Esh Moloch, is like a payment, so it's called Hashem Asach. In fact, the Gemara, Vamai Shmire Bebailim, he's not Hashem Asach. The halacha is, if someone becomes a Shema by someone else, in Bishas he was Mekabo Shmire, the one who gave it to him is working for him, so that's a din of Shmira Bebailim, and Shmira Bebailim is Potter. Vamai Shmira Bebailim, so he should be in Gansen Potter. Omara Pope, the Omale Shmurli Hayoim, Veshmoloch Lamocho. It's speaking about that he told him Eshmoloch Lamoch. And if it would be the same day, it would be Shmira Bebailim. Let us see Rashi. Shmoyer li ve'esh moloch shem osoch. V'chayiv im nignevo. V'amai shmire bebailami. Bailov shal chayfet zem shen nignav b'melachtei shal shema hoya. The bailim was working for the shema. Shaf hu mishamer hoya loy. He was watching the shameless thing. Uchsivin, there's a posik in bolov imoi lo yishalim. The posik v'darshina lekamon imoi b'malachtoi. If the Baal HaPekodin was working for the shomer HaPekodin, so the shomer is potter. Ba'avar gav the b'shoyil ksiv, this posik is by shoyil, lekamon v'darshina leinam yakulu shomer b'perik ha'shoyil. So a shomer socher is also potter b'bayil avim. So the Gemara says, no, it's not speaking about that Eshmoloch Hayoim. The Eshmoloch Lemocho, the Labe Melachta, you hashta, he's not be Melachta. Look to Gemara weiter. Tona Rabbana, Shmoyli ve Eshmoloch. Hashileini bash Ilcha. Shmoyli bash Yilcha, Hashileini b'Eshmoloch. Kulom nasu shemrei socher zeloze. So every case is a shemrei socher. Like the Gemara v'amai shmire b'baylem, it's shmire b'baylem. Omar ha'poped, omar lei shmoyli ha'yoyim b'Eshmoloch l'moch. Zot Rashi, Hashileini ve'eshaloch ein ze shoyel ischaye bonsim shekol ano shaloi shafu mashiloi. He's lending him something else. Shmir b'baylemu hashmoyli ve'eshmoloch koi sheshneim ze b'malachti shol ze avishaleini keilech v'ni eshaloch keile shmoyli ve'eshilcho oi hashileini ve'eshmoloch. Ein kam beilem shal chayfetz b'malachte shal shema. Ata b'shmoyli b'shmoloch. Yeah. Zot de gemara baita. Hanu aluyei. What's the taitsh aluyei? So Rashi is two pshat. Moichi oihel shemechapsim boi begodim vuhu esev. Aluye is a type of a detergent. Vike da amra olois vuhu min boisem. It's a type of a perfume. Yeah. The chol yoime havi ofele chad minayim. Each day, that means this was a chabure of moichi psomim, Meichrei detergent, and the opach was that each day one of them used to bake bread for all of them. Amrulei ahu yoime, one day, Amrulei lechad minayu, zil ofilo, they told them, you should bake for us. Zil ofilo. Amalahu, but make first bread. Amalu notri li glimoi. You should watch my beggar. I mean to bake, so I can't. So watch my beggar. Ada also poshubo veignep. So till he came back, they were peshei on the shmiras habeged veignep. Also lekame derapope. Chayvinu. So he was machayev them to pay. They were pesheya b'shmiras habeged. Amru lei rabbono l'rapope amai pshiya b'baylemi. That means they were watching his glime, and at the same time he was baking for them. So memele he's working for them when they were mekabel shmira. So it's pshiya bebailim. So why do you say the chayiv to pay pshiya bebailim is potter ichsev? So the Rapope became embarrassed. Like a shek lechamaisa, he gave a false psak. Lepsayif igoli milse that he shaita shicha havekoshosi. That when he was supposed to go to bake bread for them, in the meantime, before he decided to bake bread, he decided to go into the pub and drink some sheikha. So Memele, the Gneva was before he started baking for them. He was drinking Sheikha. The Ravid says, Iloho Yahoilech Lefais, if he would have been going to bake, Hareku Kemoishis Chilash Mirosai. So just like, Shahilech Lasis Meloche Kemisha Masrobohu. So then we would consider like he's working for them, even though Bapur didn't start the baking process, but going to bake is considered like he's working for them. But he, Bechlau, didn't go to bake then. He decided to drink some beer. Fine. So the Gemara says, Hanicha lamanda mepshiya babaylim pota. If your pshiya babaylim is pota, bishim hochi ichsip. So then we understand why a puppet was embarrassed. Al lamandiya machayev amai ichsip. Why was he embarrassed? So let us just see Tosis for a minute. Nichla mando mshiba baylem pota. Vekoshe lamando omachayv. There's an amoyre that holds that mshiba baylem mischayv. The rav meyuvde the rav pope. The rav ache veravina ifli kibol lekamon. Shoyu ache rav pope. That means rav pope was much before them. These are later amoyroim who had a machloikis, if pshia bebailim is potter or not. So according to the Amoira that holds pshia bebailim is chayev, the whole ptur is only gneiva bebailim, but pshia bebailim is icha chayev. So what's pshan this meiser? Rapopo was much before them and Rapopo was ichsev. So it's a kashe. So the Gemara says, according to the man de Yoma that holds Pshia Babaylam Chayev, so why was the Pope embarrassed? And who Yoime Lavdi Dayu? Notice it was a little different. That day, when they asked him to bake for them, that wasn't his day. Look, because everyone had a day that he baked for all of them. This wasn't his day. V'om Relele Di Day, Zil Ofi Lonat. Bake for us. Today's not my day. Listen, I'm baking for you, even though today's not my day. I'm doing a favor for you, so you watch my begging. So they were a shame of socha. Now there was a gneiva, not pepsi usam. There was a gneiva, there was a portion to gneiva. Also, some emailes are gneiva, but by the mazicha pota. Also, lekame de rapopo, chayvino, amale rabon rapopo, shmira babaylamu. Yichsef, the safe gali milse, du shaita, shikra, habeshos. Just one second, Rashi. Zil va'ofilon, kasalta da'itach yoyma di day have it. That means this was his day to pay. Ashla have inu bishmiris talis elke shem rechina. Vitzach lemeim aposha boy, di loy le mechaivi. Pshi bebailim, shav uba melachte hoyo, uba melachte moy. Igali milsa di shaita shikha vishosi. Lehoi ba malachton shadayim lehiska lefais. Venimse shebishosho shenaso heim shayrim lehmosa atzmoi liyos malachton olam. At that time, he did not start doing their malach. Avam nisasek miyad. Vaof alacha shofa shosi shikha. Boise shoh of the talisip shiba bailim namiyabe. Hoyel uchshe nasu shoymrim hoye b'malachtim. The din of shmira b'baylam is by ascholas ha-malochim. By ascholas ha-shmira, that means by ascholas ha-shmira, when one starts the shmira, so if he was oisik b'malachtim, even the later b'shas, the pshiyo, b'shas the gneve, he wasn't working for them anymore. They're both already. The mina lakamon, oye imoy bisha shayla, אין הצורך ליישים מוי בשעה ששבור המס. ניח למנדו מפרק אשר בשיל בביילם פוטה, אין הדיחסק. אלא למנדו מפשיל בביילם חייב, שלא אינם רו פטור בביילם, אלא בשויל, ושיימר סוחר שחיובם בלוי פשיעה, אבל שיימר חינם שחיובי אין אלא בפשיעה, אין הפוטה משם ביילבים רוי, אוי לא פושו. דבר מנדו מסז לידה, הפשעי לזנות פטור ביילם, אמה יחסק. ויאגרה, והיו להו שיימרי סוחר, די ווה שיימר סוחר. הדעושה איגנב בלוי פשיעה, וחייבינו משם גנאי ודי שיימר סוחר. I'd like to mention something. We have a very interesting gemara over here. There was a psak of Rav Poppe. Rav Poppe said, Chayiv, and then they asked him who was Shmira Babaylam and Ichsef, and later they found out it wasn't Babaylam. There's a posik in Mishlei, Kapitel Tezayin, posik Yud. The posik says, Kesem al Sifsei Melech, it's like magic on the lips of a Melech, v'mishpot lo yimal piv. But the Mishpat, what the Melech says, he did not make a mistake. He said a correct Mishpat. Adibur shel a Melech, hu kemoi kesem, kuf samach mem, kishuf, ki av shemeramim oisoi, afilu, they fooled him, yikre Hashem bepiv dobo, kidei shei mishpot ha-yemes. There's a besondere hashgach on a melech that afilu, he doesn't understand the shayla, he understood the shayla was differently, but the psak that he says, is an emes psak. The inyan, so he says, that's the moshel, what's the nimshel? Man malki rabono, shesiv soiseyem kemoy kesem, whatever they say, is like kishuv. Av sheyitu lefi ha-shayla, they made a mistake, according to the way that the shayla was presented to them, they made a toys, mikol mokim b'mishpot lo yimal pi, but the halacha they say is the correct halacha. Kloima bedin atzmoy lo yitu, they're not making a mistake. Kilebsoiv is gale shloi kein hoya ha-maisa, Upsokom emes. That's Abba Zundara Ashgoche and Talmidei Chachomim. And he brings a Gemara in Gittin, a similar case, that Rove Paskin something, then Ichsef Rove, and then they found out that the Shaila was not the way it was told to Rove. So we have Mamish, the same ice over here with Rav Poppe. He says the Shaila was asked to Rav Poppe, and the way the Shaila was asked, he paskened wrong, but there's a yisod, there's a kesem al sifse melech b'mishpat lo yim al piv, and there's a besondere shmire, and man malki rabbonon, they paskened right. I'd like to say over two maises. In Oz Nidbaru, he brings down the maise. There was once a shayla that they asked the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer gave a psak. He brought a number of rayas that to his psak. The shayla was a big lamdan, and he sent back to the Chassam Sefer all these rayas are can things are sehr stark with the rayas. So the Chassam Sofer told his son to write back. No, and this kasha you're asking, maybe it can be matrik like this. This kasha, maybe we'll say different daichik. So his son asked him, he said, listen, yen afrik doch a gute kasha. You can say a daichik to fanfas kasha. Man, l'cheire, you should be chayza from your psaak. So the Chassam Sofer said, the psaak, and I said, is an emesa psaak. If this was the psaak, I said, this is an emesa psaak. He's asking a kasha, so a big alam will be able to, I don't know about a tariff, I don't know. But the psak, I won't be choice from the psak. That's Sivsei Kesem al Sivsei Melech. And there's another, there's a Mordeke, Chuvis Habekeveger and Simekuf Chav Ches. There was a very ernst Shaila between the Habekeveger and the Nasibis, a very ernst Shaila. They wanted to be matter, but it was very difficult. So the Kibagan Simon Kufchov Ches writes in the Tshuva as follows. V'hini kasher nishal chosni chavivi hagoin ha-mefusim ramoshe neiriyo. When they asked the Chassam Sofer, Nosan daitai lodin b'me'edim hem kroibim. He came from left field. He said, oh, they're going with a shayla. And the Chassam Sofer somehow wanted to say that the Edom were Krovim. So the Edom was Krovim, so the mice is not up. So the whole thing is not, you don't have any Edom. V'im kira yosoy eimach, for you know, psashtikol raya, that the Edom were Krovim. So Rabbi Vega says in Lomdus, psashtikol raya, I don't know, Klorov. Abo reisi kama godol koichon shel tzadikim. He was done like no one clear such a tzad that Edom were craving. Bulam la'ache she'omdu ala chakire noide she'be'emes Edom hem craving zalazeh v'ruach Hashem dibadoy. Al kaponim, that's the yisoid from this Gemara also. Rapope paskin that they were chayev And the way the Shaila was said over to him, they should zicha ben potter, because it was shmira babaylem. But it's, I was a bechine, later it was noida, that it was shosa shikre, abel kaponim. That's the yesod of kesem al simsei melech, b'mishpat le'yim al pit.